Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to see you. This is probably the biggest crowd we've had. Very nice. Okay, so we've been learning the mitzvah of Tzedek Tishbayt Amisecha, which we find in a pasuk in Vayikra. Tzedek Tishbayt Amisecha, you shall judge with fairness, which the simple understanding is we're talking to Dayanim, we're talking to judges in the court system, right? And this is the Gemara says, brings a case that if one person is standing, you shouldn't have the other person sitting. You're not allowed to say that one person's allowed to say everything he needs to say, and one person should speak quickly or speak shortly. You have to judge fairly. But tzedek tishbayt amisecha, you have to judge with fairness. But the Gemara also brought another interpretation of this, which is paskind by the Rambam as a part. This is another part of the mitzvah of Betzedek Tishbayt HaMisecha, which is Betzedek Tishbayt HaMisecha, Havidan es chavera lekafskos. You should judge your friend to the side of merit. Yeah, when you have an option that a person did something, looks like it might be good, looks like it might be bad, you have a mitzvah to judge them fairly. And as we said, this is a mitzvah which is ruled by the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, and understood that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, Torah mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs bein odom l'chaveiro, an interpersonal relationship, a mitzvah to judge people favorably. Yes, sorry. Absolutely.
So, are you saying like err on the side of favorable? And
yes.
Even if it's in a court, like
okay.
An American court.
So we're talking now specifically. We're not talking about the court system.
Okay.
The court system in the court, the mitzvah is actually takes on a different form. The mitzvah in the court is you should judge fairly. Yeah, meaning that the two people that are the two litigants that are in front of you, you should treat them fairly. You shouldn't favor one over the other. You should judge them fairly. Now, the understanding in the interpersonal mitzvah, the Vein Adam L'Chaveira mitzvah, is Betzedek Tishbayt HaMisecha. You should judge them as it's translated, give the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're going to see exactly which situations that comes out and how sort of that would play out in a day to day situation.
In a court situation, you couldn't give the benefit of the doubt to. Giving the benefit of the doubt to one means you're not giving the benefit of the doubt to the other.
Right. So. Absolutely.
So just in personal life versus court situation.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Now, we did see, if you remember, we saw a little contradiction between the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah, which is his code of law, right, where he says that there is a mitzvah to judge favorably. That's a Torah commandment to judge favorably. However, the Rambam includes the concept of judging favorably also in his laws or sort of values of a Talmud Chacham. Now, this is the way that a Talmud Chacham, this is the way that a Torah scholar should act. A Torah scholar should act in a way that he's done his kol adam l'kafskos. He judges everyone favorably. Yeah, and also in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, we said that one of Pirkei Avos is ethics, right? An ethical work. It's not a book of mitzvahs. In the ethics of the fathers, it also says Havidanes Chaver Lekavskos. You have to judge people favorably. So the question is it a mitzvah or is it a nice thing to do? Right? According to the Rambam in Mishnah Torah in the Book of Law, it's a mitzvah. Right, according to all of the other commentators who count the mitzvahs, it's one of the 630 mitzvahs. On the other hand, it's a nice thing to do, right? So we saw the explanation of the Chafetz Chaim, where he distinguishes between a case where between cases where one case you know the person. And you know that person to be an average person, right? They're neither a tzaddik, they're not a righteous person, they're neither a rasha, they're not an evil person, they're just an average person, an average Joe. But you know them very clearly, they're an average person. There, that's where, the Chafetz Chaim explains, that's where the Rambam would say, you have a mitzvah. You have a Torah mitzvah to judge them favorably. However, the case where the Rambam says, oh, you know what a Talmud Chacham does? A wise Torah scholar, yeah, a value which we should be aspiring to live up to, that's a person who judges everyone favorably, even if they don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. Okay, where that is sort of beyond the letter of the law, that's a pious, that's for Hasidim, it's a pious way to judge everyone favorably. Okay, but that is not a strictly that's not strictly according to the letter of the law. That's not a Torah obligation. Okay.
But if you, why you believe it's a mitzvah? What is pasuk of Torah tells this is need to be favorably if you know somebody. It's his deduction from.
So in such a case, we saw the Sefer Achinuch that says that the reason the shoyresh mitzvah, the root of the mitzvah, is to, you know, for society to run nicely and properly. And because if people are going to be judging each other, if they're going to be suspecting each other, there's going to be suspicion all over the place, that's not a healthy way for society to run. Therefore, the sort of shoyresh, the taste of this mitzvah, a little taste of the reasoning behind this mitzvah is that people are, you know,
not yet understand
healthy civilization.
But you thought Torah obligation, can it be directly from Torah, this idea, or what is Torah obligation to be favorably?
Torah says, but tzedek tishpei tamisecha.
This is pasuk from Torah.
That's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk in the Torah says, but tzedek tishpei tamisecha.
But this is word, this included friends? Or this include everybody?
Ah, great. So this is where we saw... the Gemara says, "But tzedek tishpeit amisecha," right? It specifically says, "You shall judge your friend favorably." Okay, give your friend amisecha, right? And we saw the Gemara said, "Amisecha is a what do we call it? A notrikon? They squeeze words together.
Acronym.
No. Not exactly an acronym.
Combined
sort of word form, yeah. Of amitecha is am. She'itcha b'Torah of mitzvahs, that are the nation, the people that are together with you in Torah mitzvahs, meaning that the obligation of the tzedek tishpei tamisecha, as we saw in the Rambam, is for someone that you know that they're not a rasha, they're not a bad person.
Shorthand, probably.
Shorthand. Okay. Maybe. They're not disregarding all the mitzvahs. But if a person that is disregarding the mitzvahs, then you don't have an obligation to judge them favorably. Okay, which is what we saw as we went a little further along. We saw the Rambam explains that, refines this mitzvah again, that we're specifically talking about a beinoni. We're specifically talking about an average person. Why? Because a tzaddik, a righteous person, even if you see them doing something bad, right, they'd never do anything bad in their life. Okay? And now you see them doing something which could be interpreted as being bad. As long as there is a tiny way, some possible way of interpreting that for the good, you have a Torah obligation, you have a mitzvah, and even more, you have common sense. Common sense says you have to judge them favorably. They're a tzaddik. Why would you suspect them of doing something? Okay, that's a tzaddik. Even if it appears to be that they're doing something bad, you have to judge them favorably. That's common sense. Okay, and similarly, a rasha, a bad person, right, who everything they do is bad, and you see them do something good, you should suspect them. And you should warn, you should guard yourself, you should protect yourself, and suspect that as long as there's some way of interpreting it for the bad, even all it looks like is good, right? You give loads of money, tzedakah, or he's helping. You should suspect that he's coming to help you out carry your shopping bags home. He wants to steal something, right? You have to protect yourself. That's common sense. Again, common sense says a rasha is probably doing something bad. Okay, that's how the Rambam explains it. Okay.
In this what today we last week we discussed from a book we. Learn this rabbi. There is a case with it's called enemy. What is enemy? Enemy, it could be friends or can be.
Where are you getting the word enemy?
No, but there is a reference for enemy. If enemy did hurt you, it still you need to find something in yourself, something wrong, cannot blame him. But that's
yeah, you have to protect yourself. Common sense. This is common sense. According to the Rambam, you have no obligation whatsoever to judge that person favorably.
No, but this is a case when in this case that you need more see what is your what did your why he did something wrong because maybe it's your.
Okay, that's another thing. Meaning you have to do your own accounting, you have to do your own cheshbon and nefesh. Yep. You have to work out why is this happening to me? That's your own avoda, that's your own work, that's your own obligation of what you have to do. But at the same time, you should kind of protect yourself.
No, but this is a reference to try to be friends, you say, with your enemy.
That's a different idea.
Russia, enemy is different things.
That's a different idea. Okay, but just to clarify, when we say right tzaddik and Russia over here, we're not talking about 100%. You know, all he does is mitzvahs, and all this guy does is averas. We're talking about specifically there's a tzaddik or he's a Russia in this area. Okay, in this area. You may be talking about a person who you know him to be, he's a Russia. But when it comes to honesty in business, right, when it comes to business, he 100% keeps his word. And there's no way he would ever go against his word. But, you know, kosher, like he eats treif all day long. Yeah, Shabbos he's not interested in. But when it comes to keeping his word in business, so that person, it would vary. For one question, for one situation, he's going to be called a tzaddik, and for another situation, he's going to be called a Russia. Yeah. We're talking about it's very case specific, okay? So in a case where you know, let's say you know the other way, this guy is scrupulous when it comes to kashrus, when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to all the mitzvahs in the Torah, but when it comes to business, yeah, he is ruthless. Yeah, and he'll cut throats and he'll stab in the back, right? So you've got a question. Should I partner with this person, right? I saw him do such and such a thing, right? Well, what do you mean? He's a tzaddik. Look at what a big tzaddik is. No, by that circumstance, this situation, when it comes to money, he's not a tzaddik. He's a Russia. You have absolutely no obligation to judge him favorably, okay? So this is what we mean, to just refining what we mean by tzaddik and Russia doesn't mean a tzaddik or a Russia, you know, a tzaddikal or a Russia, you know, it means very case specific.
So okay. would you say that when you're talking about his good mitzvos, if you're having only something to do with them, referring to his good mitzvos?
Yep. Then you have a mitzvah to judge him favorably.
Yeah.
But if you're encountering a situation where you're dealing with his bad mitzvos, then you should judge him negatively. Okay, so we've seen until now, we've seen a tzaddik, you have to judge favorably, always, whatever the situation, even if it looks like it's bad, and a Russia, the opposite, and a someone you don't know, that we see is a midas chasidus, that's a pious, you know, pious, it's a way of chasidim, it's a nice thing to do. But the mitzvah of the sort of main mitzvah where we're saying b'tzedek tishpoit amisecho, where you have to judge someone favorably, is specifically talking about a person that you know to be a beinoni. Okay, and again, because it's not the tzaddik, the person you know to be a tzaddik is not about the question of judging him favorably. That's common sense. Okay, that's not cool. That's not in the mitzvah of b'tzedek tishpoit amisecho. You haven't got a question. Should I judge him favorably? Should I not? He's a tzaddik. Of course, what he did is good.
Beinoni is son of what?
Beinoni means bane, like in between.
Oh,
Beinoni is an average person.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Average Joe.
Not Ben, Bane.
No, Bane. Okay, yeah. Got it. Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now, so now we have to delve in a little bit more to understanding what is this mitzvah of the tzaddik tishpoit amisecho. Now that we've refined it, we're not talking about a tzaddik or a rasha or someone you don't know. We're talking about an average person that you know. They're an average person. Sometimes they do mitzvahs, sometimes they don't, right? The person that stumbles, tries to do his best. So there we have the mitzvah, and we have to now define a little bit more how this looks. Now, because you can have a situation with a Beinoni where he did something which appears to be positive. Okay? So, obviously, if a Beinoni did something which appears to be positive, then you've got no permission to judge him negatively, right? He did something which appears to be positive. And, similarly, when a Beinoni did something Beinoni, right? When a Beinoni did an act which sort of looks average, you can interpret it one way as, you know, for the good as equally as you could interpret it for the bad. There, quite clearly, we have a mitzvah to judge them favorably. That's the mitzvah of Betzedek Tishpat Yemisecha. The question is, what if you see a Beinoni do something which appears negative? Okay? In such a case, are we going to tell you that there you have a mitzvah to judge them favorably? Okay, so the...
Wouldn't it depend on how much this affects you personally or would affect other, you know?
Yes, in the pure sense of, you know, of this discussion, when we're talking about judging favorably, not judging favorably, it's obviously... only when something is nogeya to you, when something is relevant to you, a specific situation where you are going to be affected by it. Mm-hmm. However, having said that, the reality is that we are creatures of judgment. You know, we judge people. We judge people all the time. Yeah. Right? So this is not just a case where, you know, a mitzvah which is relevant to, you know, when it's absolutely relevant and absolutely pertinent, am I going to sort of making your business decisions or making your life decisions based on this information, but just, you know, it's unavoidable. We do judge people, right? So we're talking about positive traits as well, right? So this wouldn't necessarily just be the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, sort of interpersonal. This would be a Bein Adam L'Atzmo as well. This would be a mitzvah of working on yourself, a mitzvah of developing yourself and developing your own character traits as well.
Yeah.
So let's see how, we're going to see now how Rabbeinu Yona in Shari Tshuva, he understands this mitzvah of judging a Beinoni. Okay, Vihine. Behold, Kitira Odom, Asha Yidaba Dova Yase Maisa, Vyesh Lashafi Dvaroi, Umase Ulatsad Khaiba. You see a person who said something or he did something and you could judge it badly. Ulatsad Chos, but you could also judge it positively. Im Ha'isha Hu Yorelikim. If this person is a God fearing individual, Nishayavta Lodun Oisoila Kafskos al Derek MS. You are obligated to judge that person to the side of favor. Al derech emes, yeah. Al derech emes means because that's common sense, because that's the truth. It's of course that's what happened. Gam ki yiadava koroi v'noita yosa etzel adas lekaf chayva. Even if we're talking about a case where it makes more sense that it looks like it's a bad thing, okay. Ve'im hu min habeinunim. But if this person is an average person, asher yizaru min achet, who generally is careful, you know, not to make mistakes. But sometimes he stumbles, sometimes he trips up, sometimes, you know, he does the wrong thing. You have to tip that doubt and to judge him favorably. As Chazal say in the Gemara in Shabbos, Hadonis Chavila Kafschos, the person who judges their friend favorably, Hamokim Yadinei Lekafskos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem will judge him favorably as well. V'hi mitzvahs asei min haTorah, and this is a biblical Torah obligation, Shenemar B'tzedek Tishpat Yemisecha. Okay? V'im HaDova Noita Lekaf Chayva. But if, when we're talking about this Beinoni, he did something which looks more like a bad thing, okay, so this is now our case. A Beinoni who did something which appears negative. Yihye hadova etzlo kamei safek. The matter should be to you like a safek, a doubt, a question mark. Ve'al tachriehu lekaf chayva. But don't judge him negatively. Okay, so Rabbeinu Yonah is saying over here, you don't have a mitzvah to judge him favorably. In such a case, you do not have a mitzvah to judge him favorably. Yeah, remember, back to the original Chofetz Chaim explanation, right? It's a nice thing to do, Right? It would be a nice thing to do, but you have no obligation to judge him favorably. You can't judge him negatively, but you don't have to judge him favorably.
So what is okay?
But what is the difference? Not negatively, but if it looks as... If this
you see an average
way.
Person.
No, but there's two ways.
There's two ways, but it looks positive. It looks more like what he's doing is negative.
But you don't need.
You don't need to judge him. You do not need to judge him positively.
You said.
So what is?
You said negative.
You are not allowed to judge him negatively, but you have no obligation to judge him positively. Why? Because what he's doing looks like a negative thing. Right, so according to the Shari Tshuva, the main mitzvah of B'tzedek Tishbei Tamisecha is when you have a Beinoni who did something neutral, right, where you could judge it equally this way or that way. There you have a mitzvah, right? So you have a Torah mitzvah of judging favorably. But in any other case, right, either we're talking about Tzedek, that's common sense, a Rasha, that's common sense, right, a Beinoni who did something positive, right, which appears to be positive, that's also more common sense, but you certainly have a mitzvah there to judge him favorably. But according to the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, okay, if you see him do something which appears negative, and a Beinoni did something which appears to be negative, you have no obligation to judge him positively. You're not allowed to judge him negatively, but you have no obligation to judge him positively. Okay.
It means that is natural.
You have to leave it as a suffix. In your mind, you're not allowed to make any conclusions, to draw any conclusions based on that.
It uses the word suffix. And now, what do we learn from that?
A doubt. A question mark.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That is Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. Okay? Rabbeinu Yonah has another famous work. Shari Tshuva is the Gates of Repentance. That's a very famous work of Rabbeinu Yonah. He has another very famous work, which is Rabbeinu Yonah commentary on Pirkei Avos, on the ethics of the fathers. Okay, in Rabbeinu Yonah's commentary on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the ethics of the fathers, which talks about judging favorably, he has seemingly a very different approach to this. Okay, now check this out. Have a dan eskol ha'odom lekafschus. This is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says you should judge everyone favorably. Zeh medaber, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Zeh medaber al odom she'ein yodin boi im hu tzadik im rasha. This is talking about a person that you don't know whether he's a tzadik or a rasha. Vim makirin oisoi v'hu ish beinoni. But if you recognize him that he's an average person, pamim oisa ra, pamim oisa toiv, sometimes bad, sometimes good. Vim yaseh dover she'yesh ladunoi lechoiva. And if he did something which you could equally say this way or that way, it makes sense this way or that way. Or even if it appears like it looks more on the side of bad, if from any way you can possibly understand that positively, yesh lo loima. The Toivanis Kavein, you should say, he did good. His intention was good. Wow. You hear this? This is a complete open contradiction on Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva said, if you got a Beinoni that did something which appears to be bad, you should leave it as a suffix.
Right.
Okay. Don't judge him negatively, but leave it as a suffix. Here he says, if there's any way you could understand it as good, you have to judge him favorably. Now, it wouldn't be a problem if it was someone else, but this is the same person. This is Rabbeinu Yonah.
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. So, the... here. A hint, by the way. Okay, a hint to the answer already is going to be, where was it that Rabbeinu Yonah said that you should judge him favorably?
On Pirkei Avos.
On Pirkei Avos. Okay, what's Pirkei Avos?
Ethics of the Fathers.
Ethics of the Fathers, which is?
What's?
That's good values.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The Chofetz Chaim answers this contradiction, and he explains that the that when Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that you have to judge them, that you don't have to judge them favorably, you can leave it as a suffix, that is talking about a situation, that's a case where the Chofetz Chaim explains, that's the letter of the law. That's the mitzvah. Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah is telling you, this is the halacha. The halacha is, you have to leave it as a suffix, you're not allowed to judge them favorably. You want to talk about now, sorry?
Negatively.
You don't have to judge him positively. You don't have to judge him positively. Letter of the law, you're allowed to leave it as a suffix. You don't have an obligation to judge him favorably. Okay? However, beyond the letter of the law, as Pirkei Avos, ethics, Anshei Maisa, people of, you know, good deeds, and tzaddikim, righteous, pious individuals, chassidim, right there, according to the Chofetz Chaim, he would say that this is where Rabbeinu Yonah says that you have as long as there's any possible way of interpreting it as good, you should judge him favorably. Okay, so this would fall into the similar situation of a person that you don't know, person you're unfamiliar with, where we said that's a nice thing to do. Where that's where the Rambam says, right, you should judge everyone. That's a Talmud Chacham, a wise person, right? The Torah scholar judges everyone favorably. Right, that would fall into the same category. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where it says you should judge everyone favorably. Right, the same word as the words as the Rambam. He says, "Have you done es kol ha'adam lekafskos?" You should judge everyone favorably. Everyone. Okay. Now, obviously, a Rashi, you've got to protect yourself. Right, you've got to protect yourself from him. But we're talking about someone you don't know. You don't know who he is, or an average person. There, you should judge him favorably, whatever the situation is. It's a really, really good thing to do. A very a pious thing to do. However, when we're talking letter of the law, as long as you've got as long as the situation by a Beinoni looks like it might be good, and it might be looks more to the side of negative, then you have no obligation to judge him favorably. Okay. Okay, this is essentially, this is the bottom line. This, now we have all of the pieces of the puzzle to understand sort of every situation. Okay, now again, the case where it's most going to be coming out up is when it's relevant, when there's actually a real relevance, a practical application of this, whether you're to judge them favorably or to judge them or not. But we are creatures of judgment, and we do judge. Okay, and to remind ourselves, there's the Gemara in Shabbos, which was brought earlier, which says, "Hadan es chaver lekafschos," that a person who judges their friend gives them the benefit of their doubt and judges them favorably, Hashem also takes that judgment. Midah keneged midah, right? Measure for measure. If you're going to be judging someone negatively, then Hashem's going to be scrutinizing your actions the same way that you're scrutinizing another person's actions. Okay, so this is not just a case of, you know, business or, you know, partnership or any case where it's actually practically relevant, but even in our own lives, in our own selves, we should be very, very careful, right, to judge favorably, especially in a case where we have a mitzvah to judge favorably. Okay, and of course, when it's common sense to judge favorably by a tzaddik. Now,
but how ethic in our common life means it's better to see every Jew as your friend.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. 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 That's a person who is not living their life like that is you know, as the Sefer HaChinuch says, what it's going to lead down to is to a breakdown of society. If the rest of society is not acting like that, then it's just going to be a breakdown of you, and your life is going to be, you're going to be bitter. You know, judging everyone negatively, and everything is bad, and this one, that one's trying to get me, and this one's out to get me, and this one's stabbing my back. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, you see it. All you need to do is go to the local Stop and Shop and hear how the, you know, people working on the checkout, you know, it's terrible. Like the complete breakdown of relationship of their, you know, that their sort of micro society they have there, and everyone is backstabbing each other. It's like,
Yeah, it's
like uncomfortable going there. I prefer to shop now on Aldi, where there's only one person on the checkout, you know, because it's really like, you know, there's usually that person standing there and the person that's bagging, and they're just lost in horror, you know, the whole time, speaking so negatively. These people are really bitter. Their lives are bitter. Their lives are filled with bitterness because everyone is out to get me.
I don't feel because you. For me, much more nicer picture than you.
You have a nicer picture? Okay, yeah. Good. Baruch Hashem. You're judging the world favorably. I'm judging the world negatively.
And when you do that, it really affects your children because then they start getting that kind of impression. Everyone's out to get our family, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And we see it. We really do see it.
After Russia, it looks everything nice.
Right. Nice. So how far does this go? There's an amazing, amazing Gemara in Maseches Shabbos that I'd like to share with you guys. Okay, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan was taught in a brisa. Hadon chaveiro lekafskos, a person who judges their friend favorably. Don in oisa lekafskos, he's also judged favorably. Umaisa, and there was a story once which happened, ba'odam echad, with one person. Okay, a person, Sheyorad mi Galil, who went down from the Galil, Ha'elyon, the upper Galil region, v'nischar etzel bal habayis echad, and he was hired out, he worked for a certain bal habayis. Okay, by the way, according to the She'iltos of Rav Haigoin, this is one of the great sages, one of the greatest sages from the period of Gaonim, from the period of Gaonim, which was, I think, around 1700 years ago. The Rav Haigoin understands or tells us that this was not just a simple case of simple people, right? This Adam Echad, right, the worker who was working by Bal Habayis Echad, was actually none other than Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Rabbi Akiva was the worker, and his employer was Rabbi Lezer ben Horkanus. Okay, so we're talking about very great people. Okay, this was a Maisa. One time it happened that he worked, went down, and he worked Shalish Tanim. He worked for, right, Rabbi Akiva worked for Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus for 3 years. Erev Yom HaKippurim, on Erev Yom Kippur, of the third year, right, when he came to leave, Omaloi, Tein Li Schari, give me my money, right, pay me for my work, Ve'eleich, and now I can go, Ve'ozein Es Ishti Ubani, and I can, you know, support my wife and kids. I've got, you know, I came here to work to earn my money, and now I'm ready to go home and support my wife and family. Omalei, the employer answered him, "Ainli mois, I don't have any money. Don't have any money." Right? Rabbi Lezer ben Horkanus was a very, very wealthy individual, very wealthy. "Ainli mois, I don't have any money to pay you." Omalei, okay. So Rabbi Akiva said, "Okay, tainli peiros, pay me in fruits, right? Take it, give me my salary in the equivalent of produce." Amalai, ainli, I don't have. Sorry, no fruits. Tainli karka, so give me land, right? Give me property, give me land. Ainli, I don't have any. Tainli behema, so give me some of these animals over here, right? Give me the sheep. There's hundreds of sheep in your field. Give me some of these sheep. Ainli, I don't have any. Tainli karim uksus, give me blankets and pillows or I don't know, furniture, or give me a couch, give me a bed, give me something. Ainli, don't have. Sorry. Hifshil Kalev Lachayrav, Rabbi Akiva, dejected, packed his bags, put his backpack on his back, v'halach lebeisai v'pachei nefesh, and went home feeling rather depressed. La'achar regel, after Yom Tov, right? Yom Kippur, Sukkos, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. After the regel, notol bal habayis schari, the employer, Rabbi Lezer ben Horkanus, took the money, collected the money, v'yodei, in his hand, v'imai masai gimel chamayrim, And together with him, he took three donkeys, Echad shel Michael, one of them laden with delicacies of food, Ve'echad shel Mishta, and another one full of wine and drinks, Ve'echad shel Mini Megodim, another one of other types of delicacies and gifts, Ve'holach loy lebesei. And he went to Rabbi Akiva's house, his employee's house. Acher she'achlu v'shasu, after they sat down and had a suda, had a meal, Nosan lo schari, he paid him. He said, here you go, here's your paycheck. Amalei, and he said to him, b'shah she'amarti, at the time that I said, she'amarti, at the time that you said to me, tein li schari, give me my money, v'amarti, and I responded to you, ein li, mois, I don't have any money, b'meh cheshadetani, what did you suspect me of? What did you think? Yeah, you're working for 3 years, right? You asked me for money. I'm the richest man. I'm in, you know, Forbes, you know, top 50, you know, top, you know. Yeah, what did you think? What did you think of me? Amarti, I said, Shema prakmatia bezol nizdam lalach. V'lokachto b'en. Maybe you had an amazing investment opportunity that just came up, and you probably invested your cash in some, you know, big business venture. Okay. Uvashah shamarati, shamaratali, tainli behema, v'omarati ainli behema. And at the time that you said to me, give me, you know, animals then, and I said, I don't have any animals, b'meh cheshadetani, what did you suspect? What did you think of me? And you saw all these animals grazing in the fields. Amarati shema muskarta biyad acherim. I thought, you know what? They're probably rented. You've probably hired them out to someone else. Right? There's probably a shepherd that, you know, a someone that's, you know, that's borrowed it and it's hired out, it's rented out. Okay. B'shasha amarta li tein li karka v'amarti lach ein li karka v'metashadatani. It comes out of order. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
We'll come to that. At the time where you said, give me land then, and I said, I don't have any land, what did you suspect? What did you think? Amarati shemo mukrachas biyad acherim. I thought that they were, it was probably also, it was other people, it was the sharecropper, yeah, or someone else had, you know, they'd taken sort of ownership of that land. At the time that I said I don't have any fruits, I don't have any produce, I don't have anything. There's the whole storehouses are full of produce over here. But mechashadatani, what did you suspect of me? Amarti shema einan usaris. I thought you probably haven't taken the tithe. You haven't taken Misa from it, right? And you can't take it. I'm in a rush to get back on Yom Kippur. There's not enough time to take the Misa. They're not ready to give. And when I said, I don't have any furniture, I don't have any blankets, I don't have anything. What did he suspect? I suspected, you know what? He probably has sanctified everything that he owns to Shemayim, to Hashem. He's offered it all to the Beis HaMikdash, he's offered it all to the temple, he's made it all Kodesh, he's made it all holy. Amale, yeah, Rabbi Eleza ben Hurkana says back to Rabbi Akiva, Ha'avoida. Ha'avoida is a word of a shavua, like an oath, a promise. I promise you, kach haya. That is exactly what happened. Hidarti kol nechasai bishvil Hurkanas b'ni shalei asa b'tayra. My son Hurkanas, right, Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanas, his son was also called Hurkanas, he wasn't learning Torah very well, right? He was struggling in his studies, and I was makdish, I sanctified everything to Shemayim, I made everything holy, and when I saw that my son was doing better, and I came to my friends, my rabbis in the south, hitiruli kol nedore. They allowed, they lifted the oath, they lifted the promise, and now I have my now I have all of my possessions back. And That's exactly what happened. Va'ata, and you, Rabbi Akiva, k'shem shedantani lizchos, in the very same way that you judge me favorably, hamokim yadin ha'ischa lizchos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, should also judge you favorably. Amazing story. Unbelievable story.
I'll be right back.
Sure.
And what is the
what
story?
Was Rabbi Akiva? This is a Gemara in Shabbos. Kuf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, unbelievable story. What was Rabbi Akiva thinking? I mean, if you were in such a case. Yeah.
Nobody's a Rabbi Akiva.
How can this? Can you? Yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
I know. You were this 3 years.
We're working for 3 years, and you don't get a penny.
From you ask money for the 3 years?
No, for the 3 years.
But what? Where he asked money for the 3 years? Not every year.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't matter. This is what happened.
The agreement.
That's what happened, and he didn't pay him.
Well,
and he's going. This is
a good point.
He's going. Erev Yom Kippur. He's worked for him for 3 years. He's how? I mean, do we have to fabricate so much? I mean, this is a clear, extreme fabrication that Rabbi Akiva
everything
has come up with. The fruit must be that. The this must be that. Come on, really? Like really, really? The answer? Yes, of course. Really, who are we talking about? We're talking about Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was a Tana. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur. You think Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus is gonna lie? Is gonna steal? Is gonna cheat from him? Doesn't make any sense. The thing which makes the most sense is all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. That's common sense. Common sense isn't the Rebbe Elazar ben Hyrcanus is trying to do me out of my money. He's trying to pull a fast one, as we say in England. Mm-hmm. Trying to dupe me. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. This makes more sense. This makes the most sense. That all of this happened. Even though it seems fabricated, it seems far-fetched. Anything. Come up with anything. Come up with any excuse. If you're talking about a person, a good person, a righteous person, a tzaddik, right, then common sense says that we should judge favorably. Common sense. As an extension to that, okay, this is common sense. Common sense says that we should judge favorably, right? Rabbi Akiva, we're talking about Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, we're talking about a great person, we're talking about Erev Yom Kippur, he's not going to pull a fast one, he's not going to dupe him. Common sense says that although this looks like it's the greatest fabrication, it makes more sense to say that all this happened than to say Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus is trying to cheat me, okay? In this very same way, right, we're talking about Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus is a great tzaddik. Everyone, really. Right? You're talking about average people. Right? We judge ourselves. We're very, very quick and very easy to judge ourselves favorably. We give ourselves the benefit of the doubt all the time. Yeah, all the time. In our own eyes, we're tzaddikim. In our own eyes, we're complete, absolute, perfect tzaddikim. So too, you know, when we're thinking about judging others, if you change that perspective and you look from the other person's perspective, they're a tzaddik. They really are a tzaddik, right? No one's trying to cheat you. No one is trying to cheat you. They don't, you know. People are good. People don't want to cheat. They're trying to do the right thing, right? So again, you know, I would venture to say that it's also common sense. You know, common sense would tell you, right? It's according to letter of the law. You know, we saw all of the details and the situations. But again, common sense would say that this is you know, just as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, have we done? It's kol ha'adam lekafskos. You should judge everyone favorably. Right? It's a midas chasidus. It's a trait for pious individuals. But pious individuals have common sense. Have a lot of common sense. Okay, and I think that's why this mitzvah for Talmud Chachamim, Talmud Chacham. Right, a wise Torah scholar, they've got the most common sense. Yeah. Yeah, those people judge favorably.
Can I ask one question about this story? Like in today's times, there's always, why not ask? Why not check? You know, that whole idea of just keep, find out, check. Where would that fit into the story? Like, why wouldn't Rabbi Akiva just say,
what's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why he wouldn't have. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, you should try to do. You know, you should try to do your utmost to find the schos, to find the merit. You know, you see something doing, you know, ask. You know, try and find out. Everyone has excuses. You know, they all have their reasons. Everyone, again, everyone is a tzaddik in their own eyes. They're not doing, you know, even a person that's doing something wrong, you know, they're doing it for wrong for the right reasons. Mm. You know, usually, or they all have, everyone has a justification. That's their problem. You know, my issue is I've got to judge favorably.
There's something I learned recently, not a Torah thing, but we judge other people by their how it affects us, and we judge ourselves by our intentions.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, exactly. This is the missed perspective. That's the wrong perspective. You know, that's what we're saying. We're quick to protect ourselves when it comes to others. We're quick to judge ourselves favorably, and think about that. But when it comes to others, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's so true.
Interesting. Who actually wrote the story from?
That story is...
There is only two people.
That story is in the Gemara. It was authored by Ravina and Rav Ashi.
No, but interesting, because there is only two...
Whose side
two,
of the
two
story per- did they
no,
get?
No, only two persons.
Rabbi Akiva or...
And this is came from mouth of Akiva or mouth...
Oh, but that, yeah, I mean, someone came along and said, do you know what happened?
Yeah.
No, but
you know, maybe Rabbi Akiva came along, or Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanes came along and said, "Ah, do you know, this amazing Meister just happened." Mm-hmm. No, and Ravina and Rav Ashi, the authors of the Gemara, felt that this is important. This is an important story to have, a very important lesson.
Even this story, if not happened, this is interesting to read because this is a huge example how to live.
Yep. Okay.